This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nobody's listening.
This cast is part of the Geek Media. www.thegeekmedia.com.
Okay, here we go. You ready? I'm going to start with the theme. How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 36, brought to you on September 24th, 2007. I'm one of your hosts. My name is James, and this is a podcast where we tell our funny life stories, and we invite you to do the same. In furthering our commitment to our basic central purpose, we have a co-host with us today. I will let him introduce himself this time instead of commanding him to speak on command. Speak! Speak, darn you! Speak! I tried to let you have your freedom, but you will submit to my will.
I will submit to your will. My name is Tom. I'm T. Roosh on the forums, and I'm just excited to be here in spirit with you today.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. You can just dispense with the with the crazy talk, the church talk. That's church talk.
In that case, can we hurry up then?
Because I gotta go. I gotta take a dump.
I'm gonna leave it. I don't know if you take yours. I'm just gonna leave mine.
Just carry it around with me. Anyway, I'm really excited to be here today myself. I love having a podcast, and so I'm honored to be here as well. So I didn't want you to feel like you were alone feeling special and happy. So I just want to say real quick, hi to everybody in the chat rooms. I see a few people out there. I see Bob, Homeschool Nerds back. Lauren, always there. She's got her hair down today. And she's sitting in the dark with the light on. I see somebody named Amanda. And Marbles is there from New York, where they know what salsa should taste like.
New York City!
Oh, that's right. They don't. Dadgummit. And Oysters, and then T. Roosh. I don't know what mind job that is, but apparently it's you. Anyway, without doing too much more before we get started, I want to go ahead and let's do our weekly update.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my life.
All right, as you know, we do weekly updates at the beginning of the show. Why don't you go first since you are our special guest? Anything funny, crazy, embarrassing happened to you in the last 7 days or so?
My life's been pretty boring lately. I just moved down to Texas a couple months ago. Stalkers.
Stalkers has to be said in a very high voice.
I said, stalkers!
No, not in a feminine high voice. I just, with passion. Come on, try it again. If you're going to be on the show.
Stalkers!
There you go. Now, you sounded, I guess that's fearful enough. It sounded like Willy Wonka tripped over a stalker. So, close enough.
Strike that, reverse it. But it's a big enough state. I'm not really concerned. I defy anybody to find.
That's right, because if you had if you had Texas covered in T. Roosh's and one of them had an X on his forehead and you bent over and picked it up, then that would prove that T. Roosh actually existed.
Yeah, I haven't done the math, but that sounds about right. My weekly update. Like I said, not a lot of stuff is going on, but I did join a Mexican soccer league.
Wow.
And so I'm out.
Do you actually go over the border to play it?
No, I don't. I don't. I think it's actually, without being too descriptive, I think they actually, it's the other way around.
Don't tell Sean Hannity. I hope he doesn't listen to the show. He will be all up in your grill. I'm sorry. I do this. I get hung up on things. Why is it a Mexican soccer league? I'm assuming you just mean there are Mexicans involved.
Well, it's pretty much.
Or they
me.
Just didn't have a field over there, so they just they.
No. It's the area of Texas that I live in, which I won't give you guys a compass direction.
Right.
But out here in West Texas, there's a very large Hispanic population.
Uh-huh.
And so my wife and I we're quickly became the Gringos, which I guess is whitey.
No. You know, there are other words.
For whitey?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell you off air.
Is gringo a bad thing when they call me that?
No, not necessarily.
But I guess that's one of the things that they call me. So it's pretty much just me out there playing with them. And I'm actually on a team, and I'm on one of the better teams. But they actually thought I came down from Canada, misunderstood me. Connecticut's completely different, but my update has to do with we were out there last week. They practice about twice a week, and you know, we were running around, and how it works in soccer usually when it's just a pickup game, mm-hmm. is the first team to score gets to keep their shirts on, and this isn't one of those things where, you know, the clothing goes to Salvation Army. You just throw it off to the side and you get it back after the game is over.
Okay.
So usually you want to score first, so you don't have to take your shirt off. And if I were to take my shirt off, it looks like I'm still wearing a white shirt anyway. So
I'm the same way. I don't take my shirt off because I want all of the guys who have their wives watching the game to stay married. And if I take my shirt off, divorces just start happening left and right.
Yeah, you don't want to be a stumbling block, James.
No, I don't.
No, so my team ends up scoring first, and we get to keep our shirts on, which is good. It's one of those days down in Texas where it's really overcast, and then out of nowhere, it just feels like an entire battalion, like an end time size group of mosquitoes, comes and begins attacking the
plague.
Entire field.
Moses is standing nearby. I told you guys to let my people go.
Some guy was really surprised when he started drinking some water out of his bottle that it was red. But it turned out to be Kool-Aid. It was cool. But these mosquitoes began attacking us, and after a while, everybody that had shirts on to begin with is taking them off. And I don't know if you've ever seen a horse; his tail is always wagging, trying to keep the flies and stuff off.
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
I don't think
they call it wagging though. I think they just use their tails.
Swatting. They swat.
There
That's
you
they
go.
Do.
Thank you.
Yeah, they do.
So the horse is all happy to see you. He's wagging his tail. He's a friendly horse. That horse will not bite you. If you, boys and girls, he's a friendly bear. You just go up and pet him.
Yeah.
I just imagine seeing his horse all happy like a dog, all panting. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
And can you imagine how messy it would be if you had to rub a horse's face in it afterwards? But
I didn't like that. I was trying to do a Mr. Ed impression.
So we're everybody's got their shirts off, and we're swinging them over our shoulders, almost like we're flanging? What's that word?
Where you flailing? Flailing.
So when you're patting yourself, you're wagging.
Is it too late to get yourself another co-host? Is there anybody in the forums that want to come in? Go
my
ahead.
Goodness.
You got to get your thesaurus out and get it all straightened out before you start talking. Anyway, go ahead. It's awesome. So I was just picking on you. I love you, man.
I'm a failure. Anyway, so
doing
we're just
so
swatting. we're just swatting, and everybody's normally in soccer. You run around to get to the ball, but now everybody was kind of running around just to get away from mosquitoes.
And they're terrible down south too. They're the state bird.
Yeah, they call them mosquito hawks.
if you just smear down your furniture with like peanut butter, they'll actually come and carry your furniture for you. It's great.
Yeah, and you should see them get after a bird feeder. But
get after the birds.
Yeah, when you see a mosquito swoop down and take a sparrow out of flight, you're in Texas. But
How many mosquitoes does it take to carry a coconut?
How many?
Are you there?
Is that it?
What?
There. I thought there was a pun. I'm sorry.
No, it's a reference to it's a reference to Monty Python.
Well, does it grab it by the husk?
No. Just stop.
It's just you and me talking right now. Here we go. Back to the show. Anyways, so we pretty much at one point in time, everybody just yells mosquito like there's a giant one coming that we didn't see. And,
okay, what is Spanish for mosquito? Because I don't believe you.
It was mosquito.
Really?
I heard people yelling mosquito. It doesn't.
Mosquito is another one of the common languages. Music is one, love is another, and mosquito. We found the way to world peace.
There might have been an L in front of it, but I'm not sure. So anyways, we all just kind of start running off, and I think they might have left the ball there.
Masculine or the feminine, that's the thing. El mosquito or la mosquito. I don't know.
So we just ended up running away, and when I got home and I was changing my... it looks like I have chicken pox all over my body. I have about 30 red dots all over my body, and so that's pretty funny. My pastor saw that earlier when I was stretching, and you know, I'm new enough to the job where I think he thought that I had some sort of addiction we needed to work through. So, but that's pretty much it. I just got attacked by mosquitoes in Texas.
I'm trying to stop, Pastor. I'm trying to stop the law mosquitoes. I gotta have them.
First, mosquitoes always free.
What diseases do you get from mosquitoes?
It's Eastern equine encephalitis.
Why do you know that?
Because this brings us full circle. It's the horse disease.
Okay. And apparently they take it from the horses and give it to us.
Yeah, it's Triple E. Yeah, it's really dangerous. People die from it.
Okay, we shouldn't laugh about it. Moving right along, it's my turn. I'm weekly update. And I'm struggling because I want to cheat. Because I'm not allowed to do featured stories anymore, apparently, since we've started this whole guest hosting thing. And so I have this story I want to tell as my weekly update, but I think I'm not gonna do it. Okay, I will.
Come on.
Okay,
come on.
I will. Since you're twisting my leg. All right, anyway, this we were at staff meeting last week and this lady was talking, and they were talking about the guy that was the pastor, children's pastor before me, and how he was a practical joker. Anyway, this older lady, she gets into her car and she starts to pray, and she's talking to God, and she's really happy about something. So she's like, God, thank you so much for whatever just happened that I think you did. And dude was hiding in the back seat. He's hiding in the flipping back seat. And he goes, so she says, you know, oh, God, thank you so much. And he goes, you're welcome. And she just freaks out. I mean, what idiot man thought that was a good idea? Every woman's worst fear is that there's a dude in the back seat. And so he's all back there. You're welcome. And I'm surprised he lived, because she's from the streets, dude. She pulled herself up by her bootstraps. She's like got a double master's now. But, dude, back in the day, she was hardcore. I'm surprised he lived. But anyway, that was my brief story. The only other thing I can think of is I bought my little girl her first big girl bed this week. And she got the mattress box springs in the frame. She's not sleeping in a crib anymore. It was an awesome transition. She's got the princess sheets. She's living on cloud nine. It's awesome. And it was supposed to be an awesome thing to do to purchase this mattress. But what ended up happening is I go down there and I'm like, okay, we picked out the mattress. We picked out the box springs. And I asked him how much the frame is, and he's like, oh, it's about $30. I'm like, can you throw that in for free? Because I'm not going to pay full price. Okay, so he goes, yeah. And he picks up a basketball, dude, of all things. He's like, I'll shoot you for it. And he points over, and there's this – they've got this indoor – you know, the backboard with the little trough of cloth that brings the balls back to you, like a shootout thing at a – yeah, and I'm like, dude, I'm doomed. There's no way. I told him. I says, I am not a basketball guy. I'm just not going to do it. And he says, oh, come on. That's why we have that up there, because we let people shoot. to see, you know, I'll give you $10 every time you make one. Three shots, $10 off the frame every time you shoot. I said, there's no way, I'm not doing it. I just figured you would give me the discount if you wanted to. And I'm not, you know, because I just hate salesmen. I really do. I don't hate them as people.
My father's a salesman.
See, then it must be hard for you living with a man that you hate. But I would anyway. I can't handle him because it's like, dude, I know you want to make money. Let's just be really upfront and let me just call you out on your sales technique and don't, you know, just give me $30 off. I mean, dang. Well, anyway, so we're talking and stuff and finally he looks at me and he says, okay, we can do this. And what would you assume that would mean, T?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say, I don't know.
He says, we can do this. So I assume that meant that we had a deal. I was going to get the box springs and the thing and the frame for free. We go up there. Long story short, I look at the bill of sale after we've loaded it up, after we're already in the car. He's charged me $30 for the frame. I go back in there, and you know what? I almost didn't. You know why I did? Because I was thinking, it's only $30. And I knew that's why he went ahead and charged me, because he's like, he knows. It's a sales technique, because he's just like, dude, he's not going to come back in here. But I did because I knew I wanted to tell this as my weekly update. And so for you, the listener, I went back in to make this a better story. And I talked to the guy and I says, I says, I need my money back, dude. We had a deal. You said that we did. Actually, here's what I said. I said, you know what? I assumed something, and that's probably not a good idea. I assumed when you said we had a deal that it meant that you were going to go ahead and give me the thing. Well, I assumed that because you weren't shooting that you were willing to pay the full price. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm an idiot. Sure, I want to pay full price. I don't even know why I brought it up. I'm such a dork. But it turns out, then he goes, well, actually, what I did is I upgraded you to the next level of frame, and I forgot to tell you. I only charged you for the lower one. I forgot to tell you. I forgot. Believe me, I forgot to tell you I was doing you a good deal. It's not that I wanted your $30 no matter what. I forgot. I just forgot. But I didn't buy that. I just told him, he says, what do you want to do? I said, I want to return it all. Anyway, so he ended up giving me the stupid frame, and he ended up taking back the next better one or whatever. And the deal is, it's not really funny. It's just the principle of the thing. I hate salesmen, and I hate mattress sales places. So
you know what is funny?
What's funny?
What's funny is that there are levels of frame.
I know. And then, and I just hate sales techniques. I really do. One time I went to go buy a car, and the first thing the guy did, he's like, I got this piece of paper, and it says, I need you to sign it. And I'm like, what does it say? And he says, well, it says that if we settle on a price for the car, that you guarantee that you will buy the car. And I'm like, I'm not signing this. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's a photocopied, jacked up, catty-cornered, you know, multiple copied from a copy piece of paper. It's some sales technique. I could just see him. Like, we settle on a price, and then for some reason I get a better deal somewhere else, and I got a legal document that says you got to buy my car. This Yugo is not going to stay on the lot, okay? You signed it. So
this here napkin says that you are going to buy this car.
I drew a picture of you in the vehicle. You cannot. Go, this is a legal binding drawing.
Nice.
I also drew you giving me a big tip and taking me to the Sizzler. So,
and this is me on a deserted island with a tent and some coconuts and one palm tree.
Well, I drew a picture of me shooting you in the head. So, well, there goes our PG rating. Anyway. So that was my weekly update. It's just, the thing is, it was supposed to be this wonderful moment where I'm buying my daughter a big girl bed. I mean, she's even there. She had been playing with that basketball, that instrument of evil that man was about to manipulate me with. But I did end up going back to the store after all this, and because the box springs was jacked up, and he ended up selling me a box springs that was upgraded. Guess how much that box springs was? It was $30. So he got his $30 out of me anyway, and he didn't have to be conniving. That's the thing. Be kind. Salesman, be kind.
Rewind.
Jeez. Well, we know for a fact. Remember that time my sister talked about the policeman being all mean? We know there are good policemen out there because we had a policeman call and tell us all about how, you know, some policemen are nice. I know there are salesmen out there with a heart. They've got to be out there. They're just doing their job. They're not trying to rip people off. It just irks me that that guy knew this was the big girl bed day, and he still had to manipulate it. This was big girl bed day. It's funny. I'll say it twice. All right. Those were those. And now it's time for the moment that T-Roosh has been waiting for.
It's the featured story.
All right, homie. You got it. The microphone is yours. I'm just here to laugh at your mistakes.
Oh, excellent. Well, at least you can't see my grammatical mistakes as I'm talking.
That's right.
So hyperbole, or whatever that word is.
Comma, comma,
ellipsis.
Dot, LOL.
So I have a 9-month-old daughter, and her name is Addison, and she's just adorable.
Stalkers! On the west side of Texas. You're dead,
and her social security number is 7.
I'm not worried because I have identitheft insurance.
Identitheft,
whatever it is.
So when Addison was I married my wife. That's good to know, right? I married my wife.
Your kids are legitimate. It's a great thing.
Me and my wife decided to get married. She lived in another state.
I didn't marry my wife. I married my girlfriend. But go ahead.
We had 2 ceremonies. And you know when you get married, you inherit certain objects from her that you didn't necessarily have before,
like debt.
Dude, don't even joke about that.
I know. We're the ones with the debt. Those poor wives with their perfect score goes
debt has 3 letters in common with death. So
actually, whenever my wife talks about it, all the words have 4 letters, but anyway.
So I inherited some stuff that I didn't know that I was going to get. And that's the cool thing about getting married. Now I got a TV and I have an extra computer.
We had 2 copies of all our DVDs. That's all. We had 2 twisters. It's weird.
So now you have 2 copies of a New York Minute. Awesome.
No, 7 seconds, 9 seconds. That's my memory.
So 8 seconds.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever. I'm
that's
lying.
That's the only movie I ever cried at.
Really?
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
Where was it? What was I talking about? Yeah. So I inherited some stuff that I didn't know that I was going to get. We have a desk that keeps all of our belongings in it, and it's full of all sorts of knickknacks and stuff that she used to keep. And you know how girls like to collect stuff.
I do too. It's not just a girl
thing.
That's
good. That's good because boys naturally like to break things. So the more the girls collect, the more the boys can break, and vice versa. But my wife was pregnant; she was about 3 or 4 months pregnant, and I was going through the drawer. She was sitting in the other room in the living room watching TV, and I was digging through the drawer and I found what looked like either to be one of those metal cased permanent markers or a long case of Banaka. Do you remember Banaka?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a breath spray.
And it tasted really good. And I used to eat it like candy when I was a kid. But anyways. So I take this thing out, and I spray it out in the air to the right of me, and I kind of breathe in a little bit to smell it. And it smells a little bit spicy. And so I walk up.
It's cinnamon gum. It's aerosol for cinnamon gum.
Yeah. Yeah. So I walk around the corner, and I say to my wife, I hold it up, and I say, "What is this?" And she gets a straight look on her face and says, "Tell me you did not spray that." And I sprayed it again, and she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "What is this?" Because, you know, I'm just teasing her, trying to get her to tell me. I didn't know what it was. And it turned out to be a spray can of mace. And so now we lived in New England, and so our apartment was maybe the size of a turtle shell. And so I did 2 full sprays, and it's an aerosol, so it comes out the longer you hold it.
Yeah.
So I probably got a Mississippi out of each one when I sprayed it. and the entire house began to fill with this peppery scent. And my wife she's like, "You idiot." And I had sprayed it right near my face, and all of a sudden my eyes start watering. My nose starts watering and running, and my throat starts to swell up, and I'm talking, but it sounds like I have a something in there, like a frog in my throat, and I can barely talk, and I'm coughing, and I'm bending over, and I feel like, and luckily,
it's not very good mace. You could have totally mangled somebody by the time it kicked in. But anyway, go ahead.
I got away with my wife's purse at the end of the story, but we'll get to that. And so I'm leaning over like I got hit in the stomach, and I'm coughing, and I feel like I would have thrown up if I had eaten anything substantial that day. And my wife is like, remember, she's 3 or 4 months pregnant, and yeah. She ends up, and I'm like, you know, because you know how when you're going to have a baby, you're super protective of your wife from the very second
yes.
you find out?
Yeah, I know when I had a baby, I was super protective of my wife, yes.
Yeah. Like, I told my wife, this is the last time you're going to go on that roller coaster.
You know, okay, so one more time, but that's the last one.
I put my foot down.
I'm not trying to have a scrambled egg baby.
And so I say, quit, go into Addison. Is that going to be your picture on the blog page?
That's a scrambled egg baby episode. No, it might hurt some feelings. Go ahead.
And so I say, Kelly, quick, get into the baby's room. And so she goes into Addison's room because we're, you know.
Run, Daddy's an idiot, run! We were already hiding. We stay here permanently. Anyway.
No, it sounded more like this. And so she runs into the room, and I say, you know, I'm like, don't come out, don't come out. And I'm, I can barely walk. I'm crawling on my hands and knees. My face is like a water fountain. And I'm going to every window in the house and opening it up. And I don't know
if
you're familiar.
Share this with the world. Come on in, neighbors.
I don't know if you're familiar with New England windows or housing, but it was a colonial style house. Mm-hmm. And so most of the windows were painted shut. And so I was having to bang and beat on windows, which made it all the more dramatic.
So I'm grabbing these fireballs so I can put them in my mouth to cool things down. Put them in my eyes.
I was plugging my nose with jalapeno peppers.
Yeah,
and,
I'm putting Tabasco sauce on my head to cool down.
So what ends up happening is my wife, having, you know, asked her gently and nicely in a calm fashion not to leave her room, she has to go to the bathroom. And so she comes running out of the baby's room and runs into the bathroom. And so the next thing I hear after a flush is my wife gagging in the bathroom.
Oh, God. And she's with child at this point, right?
She is with child. Oh. And so we are coughing, and the windows are open, and I'm pretty much dunking my head underwater like I was my own bully. And I took my milk money out of my pocket, and I was just—I felt like I didn't throw up. I have a very strong gag reflex.
You know what? You were your own bully when you sprayed yourself with mace. Okay, I think we got that. The bullies were loving you in school. They're like, you don't even have to bother him. That's like emo kids. You know, you don't have to tease emo kids because they, you know, they hurt themselves. But anyway, go ahead.
I went to school with my own underwear over my head. It was an extra pair. But anyway, yeah. So long story even longer. We hack it up for about an hour and a half, and then she has to make that enjoyable phone call to her whatever they call her doctor. And you know, I've got to tell you something, Doc. I've got to ask you a question. We want to make sure the baby was okay. And the doctor says, well, go ahead and shoot it. I'm sure I've heard it before. And she goes, well, I'm pretty sure you haven't heard it before. I'm 4 months pregnant, and my husband maced me. And needless to say, he asked a few more questions just in case he had to make some phone calls to authorities. But the baby's fine, and she, you know, she horks down tamales like there's no tomorrow.
Well, the thing is, I missed it at the beginning. Did you say this was out of what item was this out of that you pulled this thing out of?
It was in a drawer just next to some markers.
You know, this was in her hope chest. That's the truth. She was like, her mama put that in there. The boy you're looking at is kind of crazy. You might need this one day. But little does she know that old T. Roosh was gonna get in there. Yeah. She's like, honey, that's awesome that you spray me with mace. I'll be right back. And then she comes back with this lightning rod, this cattle prod. She She hits
her bouquet was actually a bear trap. So
my gosh, I was walking in front of my wife one time, and this is so terrible. I thought I'd never tell this story, but she was trying to pull my towel off. I had to say it fast. So I'd go ahead and say it. She's trying to pull my towel off. I'm running down the hallway, and I reach back to grab my towel because it's coming loose. Okay, and I elbowed her so stinking hard right in the eye. Right in the eye. Black Eye City, dude. And so we're talking about this because I'm like, she's got to go out in public. She looks like a battered wife. She does. And
pastor's wife.
Yeah, exactly. You know those guys, they're all evil by as soon as the church service is over. But we're trying to figure it out. I said, Jen, just go ahead and tell people that you tripped and fell in a doorknob. Just go ahead and tell them that, because they're not going to believe. I don't even want to tell this story anyway, and which I just tell 2,000 people. That's fine. But
she wasn't wearing sunglasses, though, was she?
No. Yeah, and a scarf, a head scarf.
Oh, man.
Let's see. We've offended people that have lost children and who are abused by their husbands. That's okay. My podcasting mentor is Scott Johnson, and they make a point to offend people every single week. And folks love it for some reason. So
we're raising awareness. We're doing a good thing.
That's right. We'll pray for you after service. We'll put it in the recap song. But that was an awesome story. I laughed really hard. That's up there, dude. That's up there with one of my favorites. Maced your pregnant wife.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Dude, yeah. I still can't get over with how slow acting this stuff was. I guess it's the image of you spraying it and then walking through it like it's a chick's body spray.
Can you imagine if I had mistaken it for Banaka?
God. Yeah, spray it. Take that junk to the head. You would have probably have just passed out because that stuff is, I don't know if it's pepper or cinnamon, but I was watching on Unwrapped last night. It's one of my favorite shows, and they were talking about this cinnamon concoction that if you drank it, it would bubble your skin. That's how hot it is. And so yeah, dude, you're a blessed man. I mean, it's just one of those things where it was bad, but how much worse could it have been?
Yeah,
like if you had gone to her, if you'd sprayed her full on in the face.
Yeah. Her taser looked a lot like a remote control, too, so the TV doesn't work anymore.
She's like, take this. Well, it doesn't work unless you pooped, because of where it ended up. All right, it is time for...
Up next, news, E, and V-mail.
All right, it's time for news, E, and V-mail. Last week we were a little email heavy, so this week we're going to cut down on those so we can interact with some voicemails. This one comes from Joe. Dear James, my name is Joe, formerly known as Stefton, I don't know. And I will be 9 years old on Tuesday. Well, happy birthday, dude. Today my mom made me take my dog Spunky for a walk around the block. Halfway around the block, Spunky did his business. Which is a very G-rated way of saying he took a poop. It's a great way. I realized then that I'd forgotten to bring a bag with me. Oh gosh, it can't get good. It cannot go good. I was by the house of an old man who spends a lot of time working in his yard. Everybody lives next to that guy. But anyway, I don't know if he was watching with his pellet gun, but I was afraid to go home and get a bag. So I didn't know if he would chase me, even though I would be able to beat him in a race. I did the only thing, especially if you're armed with dog poop. It's easy. But anyway, I did the only thing I could think of to do. I picked it up with my bare hand. You knew it was coming, dude. You knew it was. It was massive. That's the part I didn't know was coming right there. You didn't have to say it was massive, because that means there was leakage involved. That means it didn't stay in your hand. It was trying to get free, and that's gross. Anyway, I ran home with the leash in one hand and the business in the other hand. Why does that sound dirtier than if he had just said crap? I had the business in my hand. Oh, God. I ran to the garbage can and I dumped it in. Then I knocked on the patio door until my mom answered. Which hand did you use? She saw me holding my green and brown hand. Green and brown. oh, that's not right. And asked me what happened. She started laughing really hard, and I was mad. She told me to wash my hands and make sure not to dry them on the bathroom towel. I told my older brother, Jesse, and he said that I was his hero. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Joe. Oh, man, you hurt me.
That's not the only thing sticking.
Oh, my goodness. That's so gross. Oh, I hate dogs anyway. I mean, I would never kick one, but...
Have you ever squeezed, like, Nickelodeon slime between your fingers?
That's what I imagined. Except, okay, he's not squeezing it. He's holding it open-handed, and it's just dripping, leaking down, like gravity is pulling it down between his hands. So, I don't hate dogs. They're asking in the chat room. I don't hate dogs. I'll explain more about that on a future podcast. I got stories about dogs. I just hate... dogs' junk. I hate their shedding. I love the puppies. I love the doggies. I love them. I just don't want to live with them because of all their stuff. Anyway, in a nutshell, my mom was a dog breeder, okay? And we had anywhere from 40 to 60 dogs in the house with us at any given time. So there you have it. Now you understand. I don't hate doggies. I just hate the idea of doggies. So anyway, why don't you read? Oh, go ahead. What?
So don't be offended by this. So your mom was like the crazy cat lady, but with dogs.
Stop it! I told you we'll save it for another podcast. We're waiting until like episode 100 to go there.
Oh, dear.
Me and my brother have talked about all the stories we can't tell on the podcast and how we need to do another one called Nobody's Laughing, and that one would have to go under that category. It would just be a support group podcast where
nice.
My family was crazy too. Anyway, read Maria's.
This is from Maria from Oregon.
Stalkers!
Stalkers! The exclamation point is in the wrong spot though, am I right?
Well, I think she's really excited about Oregon.
Oregon! I used to play a game, and there was a trail that would take me there, but I always got to Plymouth Rock or something like that, and the Indians got me. So that's an Oregon Trail reference. She says, when my twins were about 3 and a half, they decided they needed to use the bathroom at the same time. Mom always said share, so they sat on the toilet at the same time.
Why do I sense a theme?
You ever been to a theater where you got to go one cheek on one? Anyways. One decided to push the other off, and when she was in the middle of her business.
They use the same word. Business.
She doo-dooed on the floor.
Well, good. That's respectable. At least she said doo-dooed. She didn't business on the floor. She doo-dooed on the floor. All right, Maria. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
What I want to know is who was keeping track of whether or not she was in the exact middle of her doo-doo.
Well, that and how do you know which twin it was? It could have been the other twin's doo-doo. I mean.
Oh, man.
I think they were trying to braid it, but anyway.
Like a pretzel.
Why did I say that? Like a breadstick. Anyway.
I tried to get the twins to... Call,
the twins. Sorry. Don't cross the streams. Anyway, just... The twins have taken on a whole new meaning, folks.
I can't help but think of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Don't cross the streams. Here, go ahead.
I tried to get the twins to call, but they're in junior high now and refused. We love your show. Oh my goodness gracious. I wonder if they would have called at the same time, and one of them probably would have fell off the chair.
We're trying to share the phone. Oh, my gosh. That Saturday Night Live used to have a commercial for the love toilet. Did you ever see that one? It's like, you know, you've just gotten married. You do everything together. Now you don't have to be apart for a moment. The love toilet. And it had a single flush button in the middle, and it zeroed in on their hands with their wedding rings as they pushed down on it together. They should make those for twins.
Talk about going into business with your wife.
Now, see, now we've offended Siamese twins. Conjoined twins. I'm sorry. We're getting them all. We're just going to go ahead and offend them all. We had a couple other great emails. I'm going to have to probably save those for next week. So let's get into voicemails real quick, like a bunny. Here we go.
Hi, James. My family listens to your podcast all the time. In fact, during the last month, we've been keeping a list of all the things that we really like about it. This is what we got so far. It's free. Keep up the good work.
That's so wrong. You know what stinks? Is he had me. When I first listened to it, I'm like, ah, oh, dude, I'm going to get a list. I'm going to get some positive feedback. Because we get a lot of calls, but we don't get a lot of calls about the show itself. People just call and, you know, like other shows I listen to, and they say, oh, you did really good. We love that. You got this wrong. You did that right. Blah, blah, blah. I even listen to podcasts where people take notes on what they want to tell the people. But we get stories. This guy finally calls in. He's going to give me some feedback. And he's joking.
And you hear the dramatic pause at the end. He goes, "It's free," and you're waiting for more. And then he just cuts you off.
Perhaps he misspelled the next word. That must be what it is. Oh no, he's joking with me. Anyway, here we go.
Hey, this is Jason, and I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I don't know the numbers on the keyboard either. I'm a professional pianist, and in high school, I played the piano all the time, and everybody knew that. And in my typing class, it was the last thing we learned, and I think that's why it's so hard for us. We've already learned the whole keyboard, and we've given up. And the rest of the kids made fun of me, because not only was I the slowest typist, I never could get the numbers right, yet I was a pianist, and it's been the easiest for me. Love the podcast.
That's a reference to the other week when we were talking about the evil typing teacher that doomed everybody into never learning the numbers. But here's a keyboard player that can play the piano but can't do the numbers on the keyboard. That's just wrong. But you know what? On the piano, I favor my right hand when I play. But when I play guitar, obviously your left hand is the one involved. And with my piano playing, I've convinced myself I am not dexterous enough to play with my left hand. But then it hit me that I've wasted my entire life because I can use the fingerings on a guitar and move my fingers all over the place. So it's a big mental block, really. Jason in Chicago apparently struggles from the same thing.
I had when I was taking my keyboard class in high school, I played soccer, and two of my fingers got snapped sideways. And so...
Which way and which two? I got to know.
If you're holding them out in front of you and making L's with both your fingers, it looks like a field goal.
Uh-huh.
The index finger and the middle finger on my left hand snapped towards my right hand.
Okay, so the middle two, the Spock ones?
Make a gun with two fingers, those two fingers snap towards the thumb.
Oh, God!
And so now I have a gap in between my middle finger and my ring finger, and whenever I try to type, I'm always hitting the caps button. And people always think I'm really excited about what I'm saying to them.
You're yelling at him. Stop yelling. I can't help it. I'm handicapped. Now we've just offended all the fingerless people out there. People with gaps in their fingers. Yeah. Oh,
so I didn't learn to type either. That's what I'm saying.
That's okay. All right, here we go. We got one from Marbles. Two things.
Hey, NLCast. This is Marbles 2x2 from the forums. I realized you hear all my posts but never actually heard my voice, and now it may sound weird on the phone, but not that weird. Okay, now two things.
Great accent.
NLCast is the greatest of its kind. And second,
love it.
Everyone needs to get on that chat. Let's see if anyone could beat me in my rulership for the king. Oh yeah, Trevor's awesome. We need to get him back on the show.
Ah.
Canada rocks harder than America. Maybe not. I don't know. Goodbye.
Okay, Marbles, you're in the chat room. What did you say they need to get on the chat box? I don't understand. The chat box. Are you talking about stick cam? Are you telling people to get in on the live show? Hurry, type it.
You know, as an American myself, I take a little bit of offense that Canada maybe rocks more than we do. but I'll give them a maybe. It's definitely a maybe.
Okay.
I like Canada.
Well, anyway, Marbles is basically telling everybody to get on the chat box in the forums. I have even forgotten about that thing. Nobody's ever over there. And we do have a chat room, kind of, sort of, on the forums. But I'll just use that as a generic pitch to everybody. Get on the website at nlcast.com. Go to the forums. Don't ignore them. Get on there like Lauren. That's the old joke that we used to use back in the day.
Lauren.
So Lauren's on the forums. So
And on the blog page, isn't Carrillo the number one commenter?
Actually, I believe he is. He's a friend of yours, right?
It's my homeboy.
All right, I got one more for Marbles. Let's play it.
Hey, James. This is Marbles from the forums again. I don't know if you paid my first message or
we did.
Even got it.
You're not psychic.
This will be my weekly update, if you will. Thanks for your helpful advice on getting some girls for those podcasts. I forget which one, really. I got someone.
You have a
boyfriend? No? Okay, how about me? Yeah. Too bad that really didn't work, and I really didn't ask for that. But I just want to call and say something.
Is it yawning?
Yeah. Don't yawn on my podcast.
Okay. See you later, guys. Love the show. Bye.
You know what? You need to take a shower and brush your teeth before you call my show again. You need to wake yourself up. Dadgummit.
Yawn mail.
Well, anyway, he was referencing that story where I asked that girl out in high school where I just said, "You got a girlfriend? No. You want one? Yes." But did I mention in that podcast that the next time I tried that, it didn't work so well and it was very embarrassing?
You asked a girl. You asked a girl if she had a girlfriend? And
I'm
then you
sorry,
said,
boyfriend. I get confused.
Because I know this girl.
I haven't dated in a long time, so I came to a realization of that marriage really, really, for the most part, really hurts your dating life. At least it should. Yeah. Anyway, that's our show for today. Oh, we have news. We have news. Gosh, I'm all eager to get you out of here. The biggest news of the day is this. The Weekly Murloc. We got a lot of our listeners from the Weekly Murloc, and now it's time to give back. Because Michael Murloc, I call him, everybody else calls him Michael Masick, but Michael Murloc called me today, or the other day, and emailed me and told me that he is recording a Weekly Murloc show today, Monday, and he is going to have that thing out. He doesn't know if it's going to be something he's going to continue, but him and Robbie and Jonathan are recording a show, and they're going to start back up the Weekly Murloc, and dadgummit, they better, because it was one of my favorite shows. Even though I'm not really playing WoW anymore, I still want to hear what they're saying, and because Robbie's really knowledgeable, so is Jonathan. And Michael, I just like him trying to tell jokes. He's so almost funny. It's not even funny. I mean, it is funny. But anyway, you can check them out at twmcast.com or look them up in iTunes. They're still out there. All their feed problems should be over. And I mean, we haven't heard a podcast from them since the early part of this year. And so I'm really eager to send some people back out. So if you were a Weekly Murloc listener and you have been missing them, go back and check them out. Get that feed resubscribed or refresh it. See if they haven't posted something by the time you hear this. And that is it. That is it. The only other thing I'll say is if you are a listener and you would like a shot at co-hosting the show, we're open. I'm looking for people that have some sort of experience in podcasting and that kind of thing. And we've got some great hosts coming up shortly. But if you're someone that wants to give it a shot, why not? Go ahead and send me an email. I mean, a great way to audition is just call in to the show and tell a story. And that's how T got started. And Thomas, the guy that's on with us today.
Tomas.
But we've got, actually, let me go ahead and list off a few people. Let me look it up here on the old NLcast.com. If you go to NLcast.com and you click on show schedule, or is it, it's guest calendar, and you will pull up a calendar that has all the lists. I mean, we had Scott Johnson on the 10th. We got T. Rouge today. Next week, we're going to have a show with Kevin Brown. He is a rapper, of all things, from a group called Priesthood, Royal Priesthood. And then the next week, we've got guest host. I'm going to have to put it on agenda view because I can't read it all. We've got Rockstar Paul coming on October 8th, October 15th. We've got Michael Masick of the Weekly Murloc. October 22nd, we're going to have Eric and Rob from We're Both Right, the podcast. I've got a friend of mine named Steven coming on October 29th. November 5th, I've got Minuet from the X podcast of the Geek Media. And then I'm going to have the guys from Hardcore Christian Gamer on the week after that. So the it's filling up. We're booked all the way through the middle of November. So that's not bad. It's not half bad. But we're always looking for more. So if you want to take a shot, go ahead. Go ahead and do that. Send us an email or a voicemail or write a story or something. I'd love to hear your voice. So I guess that's everything. You have anything else you want to say, T?
No, I love the podcast, and I think you guys totally rock, and I think the more people that hear about it, I think they'll get hooked. So tell your friends.
That's right. Man, thank you for being on with us. It was an honor. I'm glad that I got connected with you and got to know you. You and I have had conversations on our phone. We've actually exchanged cell phone numbers. It's so weird. But you're a good guy, and I would love to have you on again sometime. You're a good storyteller. Just accept it. It's okay.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
It's okay. People like you. Anyway, it doesn't matter how good you are ultimately, because the sad truth is that nobody's listening. Hey, good job. Good job. You did it. You synchronized. Tell the people in the chat room what it takes to do that. Go ahead and tell them.
What I did was I stood up and turned three circles. And then I have some snake oil that I just threw over my shoulder.
And a little Banaka mace.
A little Banaka, and then I put my wife in a headlock, which is, if you don't have a wife of your own, go get somebody else's wife.
Just borrow one.
Don't let them know you're going to do it, though, because they will not agree.
Well, they might.
It's what the world's been waiting for. The Recap Song.
La da da da, hey, hey. La da da da, la da 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 da, yeah. Nobody's listening to episode 36.
Yeah,
it was pretty sick.
Oh yeah,
it was good. Thomas was on in full effects, and we liked it. Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Heard a story about a guy hiding in a backseat, and somebody trying to rip me off about a mattress and sheets. And then we heard about a soccer player who took off his shirt. And then Thomas busted out a story about his pregnant wife in all the glory, and he sprayed her with a can of mace.
At least
he didn't get it in her face. But even though it got all around,
he hit
his family in the back, and he stuck around trying to open all the windows. And then he realized he was okay. Marrying him that way. Yeah, yeah, what are you gonna say? And then we got two twins sharing a seat, but not on a bus, in a bathroom. That's not neat. And then they each did their business, but one pushed off and the other one fell and smeared it all over. Makes me wanna stuff is gross. I don't like it one little bit. Then someone else did the same thing, except they carried it home, and that boy walked in and he had that business in his hand. And that is no kind of Christmas gift. You just get rid of it and you knock on the door and you're mama says quit. And even though you're your hero of your little brother, it still doesn't mean that that was good stuff. Other things might be, but that's not it. That's the way it is when you're handling Quidditch, James. Just Quidditch, James. It's a dumb song anyway.
It's okay.
It's almost time to go.
Praise the Lord.
Just wanna thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Sometimes recaps dumb, I know, but it's what we do.
Just
deal with
it's
it,
what
baby.
Sets us
just
apart.
Deal with it, baby.
Make sure you go to TWMcast.com and listen to the weekly Murloc. It's been gone too long, and we're glad it's back. At least it's supposed to be. That's the way it is. Welcome back to the podcast family. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're not gone. Welcome back to the podcast circle. And everyone, get on iTunes, please. So download their stuff, cause they good. At least they used to be. I think they still probably are.
I'm sure they're doing okay.
What's going on in Worldcraft? What did I say that for? Yeah, it's time to go. I know you're sad. We'll be back next week. If you cry, ask your dad.
Good story, dude. Up next. Get all the phlegm out, dude. Do it.
Welcome to my podcast, all about the news that you missed.
MikeThinksNews.com.
I produce a new show twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday. I cover technology, science, and current events.
MikeThinksNews.com.
I give you the news with my opinion and give you something to think about yourself. I always keep it clean, I always make it informative, and I always make sure it's a whole lot of fun.
MikeThinksNews.com.
Come give it a listen and hear the news that matters to you from someone who doesn't confuse energy with vulgarity and knows you can be passionate without being crude.
MikeThinksNews.com.
Better go subscribe now before this one passes you by. www.MikeThinksNews.com.
This cast is part of the Geek Media. www.thegeekmedia.com.
Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores, making the switch as easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.